Blog Talk Radio.
I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father.
Good evening or good morning, depending on where you are and where you're calling from, or good afternoon if you're listening to us a little bit later. Welcome to Solutions Radio, your favorite show on love, relationships, marriage, and family from a biblical perspective with your favorite radio talk show host, Prophetess Mwaka from Dallas, Texas, USA. Hope you all are doing great. Hope you are enjoying your fall. Amazing how this year has gone by so quickly. We are already in September. It's almost going to be over. And we do sincerely hope it's been productive and a fruitful year for you. If not, it's never too late. Never say never. The remaining 3 months, you can still turn it around. Well, once again, I'm just so glad to be able to share from the heart, to be able to minister to you, encourage you, equip, empower, enlighten you from the word of the living God. We do love to hear back from you. So please do communicate. Let us know how this show has helped your life, because I believe it has. Everywhere we go, we meet so many people who listen to our solutions. It's been almost a year and a half now, and we just thank God for the many topics we've been able to cover and just deal with so many things when it comes to love, relationships, marriage, and family. We do have a page, Facebook, Solutions Radio. Make sure to like our page. And if we have been a blessing to you, share with your friends who you know may be challenged in relationships, or they've just started to date, are engaged. You know, knowledge is power. And the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And so the more knowledge you have, the better. My husband, Apostle, and I were received premarital counseling for 6 solid months. Yes, 6 solid months. And I'm telling you, it has helped us. We still remember what our pastor taught us. And I believe Solutions has served as some form of counseling, because you are gaining knowledge, you are gaining insight, you're receiving revelation. And we've had some outstanding speakers who have just shared from their heart their testimonies, things that they have gone through. So I believe it's been a wonderful journey of learning. Before I go further, just a few announcements. This coming weekend, we will be in Maryland at the All Nations Gospel Outreach, hosted by Pastor Patrick Kibui. You can see the flyer on Facebook in Baltimore, Maryland. Meet us there this coming weekend. And then at the end of September, I will be in Delaware with Pastor Steve and Lady Jane Kamau. That is the 26th to the 28th. So friends in Delaware, it'll be great to see you. Friends in Maryland, looking forward to seeing you this weekend. And then the second weekend in October, we will be in Boston, Massachusetts, our home city, October the 10th to the 12th, with our wonderful friend, Dr. Abed Bwanika from Uganda, and Pastor Pacific Zagabe, our very good friend. They are going to minister with us, and we are excited. We love Boston. That's our hometown right there. But it's awesome to see what God is doing among the brethren. So we are just coming to add more fire to the fire you already have. And then we're excited to be celebrating our church anniversary here in beautiful Dallas, where God lives, October 17th to the 19th. Here in Dallas, Texas, All Nations House of Prayer, Dr. Bwanika will be with us again, and Bishop Masanja Banda, all the way from Zambia, where all the good-looking people come from. Make sure to join us. All these events are free, 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 F-R-E-E. So please make an effort to come. If you're in New York, Connecticut, join us in Boston. If you're for Dallas, if you're like in Austin and Houston, San Antonio, Alabama, make sure to join us. If you're in if you're in the Maryland, Delaware region, because these are all neighboring states, make sure to join us, because I know Delaware, Maryland, Philadelphia, all these states are neighboring. So just make use of this time as we pray into you, and you will be so, so blessed by the ministry. Okay. So this evening, I am so excited to be able to share a very interesting topic. The last two Tuesdays, we talked about, you know, praying for our relationships and praying for your spouses, because the enemy hates marriage. The enemy hates relationships. And so we are seeing a lot of people facing a lot of challenges, even while they're dating, even while they're engaged. We're hearing of canceled engagements, canceled marriages. So we kind of delved into the spiritual. But there's also another trend I've noticed, and that's what I'm going to deal with today. And our topic is, who are you attracting? Because, you know, you wonder, sometimes you see a very beautiful girl from a very good family, and she's just attracting riffraff. And you're wondering, why are you attracting these kind of men who are just, you know, very rough and, you know, treating you anyhow, talk to you anyhow, raise their voice? But one thing I've discovered, and this program is really for, I don't like to use the word singles, the future brides and the future bridegrooms, that's what you are. We're helping, this program is for you. And who are you attracting? Because, you know, people say, oh, I want to marry a powerful man of God or a powerful woman of God. But then what are you doing to attract that person? Because preparation is key. And you see, Esther, when she was preparing, she really took that preparation seriously. I think a lot of the young ladies in the Bible probably concentrated on the physical, you know, the bubble baths, the makeup, the clothes, you know, smelling good. That's all really important. But I believe Esther worked also, or allowed the Lord and her mentors to work on her character. And so we want to deal with this topic, who are you attracting? I had this cousin of mine while I was in London, from a very wealthy family, wonderful, loving family, but she would attract these crazy boys. I mean, while I was in law school, she would be calling me 3 a.m., oh, I've been kicked out the house, or, you know, left in the middle of the highway. I mean, crazy stuff. And I used to tell her, cousin, what is it? You are beautiful. But and then she confessed, and she just said the guys who, like, treated her well, opened doors, you know, gave her flowers. She said, now this is gonna blow your mind. She found them boring. The relationship would not last. But the rough guys who they're like fighting in the middle of the highway, and, you know, at a party he wants to bang a bottle on her head. Oh, my God. Those are the kind she liked. And at first, it started off as a joke. But then she found herself, now when she was getting serious, she was literally attracting those kind of violent men. You know, and so we have to be, the way we present ourselves, so like, for example, like, say, a get-together for young people. She would not give the time of the day to the nice gentlemen, but to the rough ones who are, like, talking down about women and just, those are the ones she'd be mingling with. So, obviously, if you're mingling with those type of guys, they know you like that type of thing, and, you know, they're dehumanizing women and talking anyhow, and you're laughing at their jokes. That means that's okay for you. So when these guys see stuff like that, then they think, okay, well, she's laughing at those crude jokes. And then, well, those are the types she found that she was attracting. So number one, I would like to tell the future brides and the bridegrooms, because it goes two-way, is be confident. Now, there's a difference between confidence and pride. Pride, of course, is where you look down on others. Nobody can tell you everything. But confidence is knowing who you are. And there's something very powerful about knowing who you are. When you know who you are, you're not going to tolerate nonsense. When you know who you are, people cannot just talk to you anyhow. When you know who you are, you're not just going to get dragged into stuff. You know, sometimes I see young people, they're like, okay, we're all going to the movie, and it's almost like bullying, you know. It's almost bullying, and it's like, if you don't go, you know, you might have maybe some homework to do, you have an assignment, or you had another appointment, you know. But because you're under that peer pressure, you decide, oh, you know, I don't want to look like the odd one out. So you just go ahead with them. Yet you had another appointment. Saying no is fine. So this is all part of being confident. You've got, when you have this, and there's something very beautiful about confidence. Number two, don't be too, since we believe in being real and relevant, don't be too cheap. You know, somebody who I know, she was really kind of getting a little bit desperate for marriage. And so this so-called guy says he's interested in her. So, you know, first of all, the language, okay, because now later on she's telling me the story. And I told her, you know, the kind of things he was asking, I told her, sweetie, that is a red flag already. He claimed to be a minister, but his language was disgusting. And I said, that's already very disrespectful. And the fact that you entertain that and kept taking his calls, then he knows he can get away with it. That's one thing. So she goes to visit him, and he lives in this, like, gated community. And he had given her the code number to get into this so-called gated community. And I don't know, somehow her phone died or she couldn't get in. And her phone gets back on, she calls him, and he starts yelling at her. I told you, the number is... I said, honey, right there, I would turn around. I'm like, you... And she's laughing. She's telling me, oh, I still want it. I said, you are not married. You're not engaged. And the man is yelling at you. Okay, God bless you. You are born again. Because no way. You are not going to yell at me. I'm somebody's daughter. I'm loved where I come from. How dare. So that's one thing, okay? So look at how much stuff she's tolerated. She's tolerated, and I'm going to talk for the guys too, because we also have some crazy girls in our generation. So, okay, he's talking nasty. He yells at her, goes to the apartment, and he has wine. And I'm like, oh, okay. So you're both ministers. Why does he have wine? Why does he have wine? Oh, no, you know, he I don't know, that scripture, that the apostle, I'm like, honey, I don't care what the apostle used. That was in that day, that wine is different from this wine. I mean, really, people of God, let's be serious. And so you can see already on the date of went probably because he tried to make her drunk so that they could go further. And I said, yeah. And she's like, you know, why do I keep attracting these kind of guys? I said, it's because of what you put up with. If you put up with junk, you will be treated like junk. If you put up with people talking nasty, they know you don't mind, you'll keep being a garbage can. You know, if somebody yells at you, you know, what I'm saying, young ladies and young gentlemen, I'm not saying we should not be patient with people. But you see, it's amazing how God gives us so many red flags. But yet you find people put up with so much junk, and they wonder why they're dating, they're not being treated well. When they're engaged, it's even worse. And definitely when they're married, it's worse. So who are you attracting? Please attract somebody who respects you. And that goes from how you carry yourself. Don't tolerate anybody talking down to you. Don't tolerate people talking nasty, making vulgar jokes. If you laugh at those jokes, that means you're okay with it. So now when they get pornographic on you, and I know believers who are, I mean, you wonder what they believe. They say they are believers. I don't get upset, because really, what are you tolerate? And it's so interesting. As you all know, we have a little girl. I'm telling you, this girl is so tough. She has taught her brothers how to treat her. Now, with their little brother, her twin, you know, they're kind of rough. So sometimes when they're, like, dressing her up, you know, in the early days, they would kind of be rough. And like, oh, Angie, oh, no. She, you know, she, of course, she can't talk really well, but she's like, stop it. No. In other words, hey, I'm a lady. I'm not Isaac. And so now they're like, Angie, what would you like to wear? Angie, all of them, including our little twin brother, are gentle with her. And I'm like, whoa, you go, girl. I'm learning from you. She has literally 2.5 years old, has taught them to treat her. When she dresses up, she looks at them like, okay, say something, compliment me. I mean, so all of them have to compliment. I'm like, my God, I think, Miss Angie, you need to do this talk show. Oh, well, I hope you're learning something. But also, let me talk on behalf of the guys, because it's not only ladies sometimes who are lowering their standard. You know, we have some very wonderful guys. In fact, I know this guy. Let me give you this example. He really liked this girl, but she didn't like him. And, you know, this girl would basically use him, like, to, you know, give her rides and pay some bills. And I asked him, I'm like, okay, so where is this leading? Are you dating? No, we are friends. And then this is the crazy part. So he's doing all this, but she's dating his friend, and the friend was not good to her at all. So whenever they would get into a fight with the friend, she would come running back to this other guy, the nice guy, the one who's paying her bills and, you know, being the counselor. I'm like, you people are saved. I don't understand. But he knew she could get away with it. So he's in love with her, so he's doing all these things, but her heart is not, she basically was just using him. So again, guys, yes, it's nice to be nice. It's good to be a gentleman, you know, treat her like a lady, but you cannot be paying somebody's bills. She's not interested in you. She does not want to be dated by you, and she's going to the other. You know, she loves the other guy. So here you are making all this investment, and it's not leading you anywhere. So this goes both ways. Be confident. Know who you are. Also know where you are going. That is the third thing. What do you want to become in life? Because if somebody does not value your dream, or if they don't love what you love, say you're really passionate about the ministry, and then this so-called person who likes to keep saying, oh, church again, Conference again, honey, that's a wrong number. That's a wrong connection. Because if your passion is ministry, and then to them it's not, or your passion is business, or your passion is school, and they're like, oh, it doesn't take all that to excel. Hey, then that's not the right person for you. Where you are going. Remember, you have a destiny, you have a purpose. God has a great plan for you. People, somebody who's connected to you must validate what you love. This is what has kept our marriage strong, Apostle and I. You know, we are passionate about ministry. We love what we do. And we talk, I mean, we can talk about ministry, different things we want to do, how we want to expand and increase. And instance, I mean, we can go till 3 a.m. literally. And that makes the marriage so sweet. That's what binds us. But imagine if one of us are like, oh, no, it doesn't take all that. Let's do something else. It's, you know. So I hope I'm helping somebody. In case you have just tuned in, this is Prophetess Mwaka from Dallas, Texas, on Solutions Radio here on Zambia Blog Talk Radio. Association is key. Association is key. You see, if you say God has spoken to you about, you know, where you're going, and this is kind of connected to where you're going, you know, be careful really who you associate with. You know, say you love your parents, you're close to them, you believe in family, you believe in church, and then somebody comes, they don't take care of their parents, or they have no relationship with their parents, they don't treat people well. I mean, what do you have in common? The word of God is very real. He who walks with wise men, shall be wise. And a bad company corrupts good morals. So be very careful whom you associate with. Remember, marriage is a destiny connection. And as I said earlier, you know, you have a plan. I always encourage young ladies, don't be too, you know, I gave Apostle a very hard time. And it wasn't really intentional because we met when I was 18. No, actually, yes, I was 18. It was the last, my last year of high school, A student, and I was not about to let some guy make me get B's and C's just because of being in love. And I told him, I'm in school, I'm recently saved, so right now my priority is education and salvation. Don't like me, brother? Check me a year later. And boy, he was aggressive. I mean, he sent people, he sent friends, and I give them the same message. And that's another thing. You've got to be consistent. Don't say one thing and then you do the opposite. Don't, you know, you just be consistent, you know, because people will trust you to see how serious. And, you know, ladies, men like a good challenge. Let them do the pursuing. The Bible says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. So let the men do the pursuing. It is natural for them. You young ladies, play hard to get. That is my advice to you. Play hard to get. Don't be too cheap. Don't be too I'm not saying you have to do it the way I was young, and really I really did want to, you know, A-levels is not an easy thing, but you know, if somebody is interested in you, they should show a bit of a pursuit. They should really show a keen interest to go above and beyond. So don't make it just too easy for them. And value yourself. Because when you value yourself, others will value you also. Value yourself. Somebody must know that you are worth the investment. A date at McDonald's, I don't know. I don't know about a date at McDonald's. And I'm not trying to be materialistic, but I think it's because I remember when I met my hubby, he didn't have a whole lot of money, but he took me to a nice restaurant. He was a Bible college student, and that said a lot. That means he valued me. He valued who I was. He knew I'm not just some girl off the street. He knew I'm coming from a good family. I'm a serious young lady, even though I was 18. He knew that I was serious. So, young people, I want to encourage you. People will treat you according to how you carry yourself. So carry yourself like a princess. Carry yourself like a prince. Carry yourself like a child of the living God. You come from a good family. You are loved where you come from. Nobody should look down on you. Nobody should miss. And it's the, you know, one very powerful thing my grandma taught me is, you know, the foundation you lay is how people will treat you. Whatever you do from the beginning, even with friends, you know, if they know they can just toss you up and down anyhow, people should just think twice before just dragging you into stuff. They should know you have a timetable, you have an agenda, you have a vision, you have a dream. You're not just somebody who can just be pulled here and pulled there. So today was a very special segment. It is just going to be 30 minutes. But next week we will continue this. We will open it up. So I just wanted to give you a taste. Make sure you tell your friends, both men and women. And we're going to have some guests just help to answer some questions. It's going to be very exciting, very enlightening. But I just want to encourage you, listeners, be confident, be bold. And people who are preparing for marriage, don't be desperate. Don't be miserable. As you are waiting, look good. Do your nails, you know. Now I cannot do my nails as often as I, because I mean, there's just sometimes I don't have time. So young ladies, do your nails, do your hair, look good. Smell good. Do it for you first. You know, do it for you. When I dress up, yes, I dress up for my hubby, but number one is for me, because there's only one me. So I appreciate how God has created me. You know, be creative. Treat yourselves, young ladies and young gentlemen. It doesn't always have to be a date where you go to a nice restaurant. You can go with some girlfriends. You can go with some guy friends, but treat yourself. You deserve the best. You deserve something special. You deserve something wonderful. And invest in yourself. Be, you know, take a course, travel, do something special for yourself. You know, like here where we live in Dallas, for those of you who are here in Dallas, I'm telling you, there is so much to do. So discover what there is. There is so much to do here in Dallas. Just go to the same restaurant, the same hangout. Young people, get together as a group and have some fun. It's amazing. When you're having fun, you are actually easily spotted. You know, my husband always says he liked me because every time he saw me, at church, I was with a group of people. I was always happy, excited. But the girls who liked him were like so miserable. You should hear him say it. It's so funny. They were like, you know, just following him. No life of their own. And that is not attractive. So the smelly young lady, and I was the youngest of them all, got Mr. TDH. All right, it is 1 minute before we are done. Thank you so much, listeners. Like us on Facebook, Solutions Radio. You can also inbox me, Pastor Mwaka Tojira Yesu, on Facebook, or you can send my wonderful administrator, Ms. Shiko Mwangi. Send her a message if you've been blessed by Solutions, and we will continue next Tuesday. It will be live. We'll have some speakers come in and answer your questions. It'll be one exciting, enlightening, inspirational hour. So, young people, value yourself. Be bold. Be courageous. Look beautiful. Look handsome. Watch your diet. Exercise. take care of yourself. You are God's prince. You are unique, fearfully and wonderfully made. God bless you.